In the White House, his weight ballooned to 355 pounds.
That's Mark Branch, executive editor of the Yale Alumni Magazine. His biographers say Taft never much liked being president and ate more under stress.
There was no more stress than in this 4 years in the White House.
Taft worried about his weight and wrote about those struggles in letters to his doctors and family. But he also had a sense of humor about his size. In 1913, after his term in the White House, his alma mater offered him a job teaching constitutional law in New Haven.
The story goes that the secretary of Yale came to him and said, would you accept a chair in law in Yale College? And he said he wasn't sure that a chair in law would be adequate, but a sofa of law should suffice.
Branch is taking me on a tour to see several custom-made chairs, especially built for Taft's legendary proportions. They can be found all around the Yale campus. We head first to the Yale Art Gallery's furniture study.
My name's John Stuart Gordon. I'm the Benjamin Atmore Hewitt Associate Curator of American Decorative Arts.
We walk down an aisle filled with Windsor chairs and banister back chairs, and then stop in front of a strikingly large oak armchair.
It's what you might call a double wide.
A brass plaque on top says William Howard Taft. Gordon and Branch tilt the chair on its side.
There are two large oak planks screwed onto the underside of the seat to give added reinforcement. So whoever commissioned the special order chair knew it was going to have to bear the weight of history.
Next, we head across campus.
To Woolsey Hall, the auditorium and concert hall of the university, where President Taft had his own special seat in the balcony. And here it is. These are wooden chairs. The seats fold up and down.
At the very end of the row is a seat that's easily half again as wide as the rest.
The story is that they accommodated this by shrinking the seats all alongside it in this row just a little bit. So, in fact, you would have a little less room if you wanted to sit in the same row with President Taft.
Our last stop is the archives of Yale's athletic department. President Taft was a big baseball fan, so a special grandstand seat was built behind home plate at Yale Field. It's a long bench with slats and metal dividers.
They saved a normal seat, and then the one next to it is twice that, I guess. That's plenty of room, I think, even for Taft.
Historians agree that Taft was very happy during his years teaching at Yale. He left New Haven in 1921 to accept the job he said he'd always wanted, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. His weight never again went over 300 pounds, and his seat on the court was, well, a little smaller. Diane Orson, WNPR News.